SOP 301. Today we answer the question, do you need to be an egomaniac to start a podcast? We also talk about a great tool to help you organize your show notes, and Libsyn is updating their stats.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. If you're new to the program, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning, promoting, producing, monetizing, all points in between, because everything you need to start a podcast you can find out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to join in on this conversation, we would love to have you. A couple different ways. You can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. That's toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Now, if you got a microphone plugged into your computer, you can just go over to the website at schoolofpodcasting.com and click on the voicemail. That's also where you can leave a comment. And you can also email me, dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. Also, got some comments coming up on the show. Do want to do this right here real quick. Want to point out a couple ways that you can support the show. These are affiliate links. One is if you need a media host for your podcast, if you go over to Libsyn, that's libsyn.com, and use the coupon code SOPFREE, that's SOPFREE, you'll actually get your first month free. Now, the other one, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Covenant Eyes. Now, this is an internet filtering service. It's also an accountability program. In other words, what you can do, Covenant Eyes, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Covenant Eyes and use the coupon code, promo code is more like it, podcast. What this does is it monitors where you surf. In fact, if you try to turn it off, you will not be able to access the internet. So if you want to know where your teens are surfing, you can basically set this up on their computer as also on their phones, and it will email you a report to every place they've gone. Now, it doesn't give you, not every time they go to YouTube, you get a report, but it gets a list. And here's the interesting thing. I'm actually working, I've been researching pornography, not so much looking at it, but researching statistics. And one of them is the largest group viewing online pornography is ages, you ready? 12 to 17. Oofa. So check it out. schoolofpodcasting.com/Covenant Eyes. Use the coupon code podcast, and that will actually help support the show. And the reason that is a sponsor on the show is because I believe in that. And the more I read on this, the more I'm like, oh, it's depressing. That's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about podcasting. And today we're answering the question, do you need to be an egomaniac to start a podcast? And what it was is I really was originally going to do this last week for my 300th episode. Thanks to everyone who sent in some clips that said, hey, we'll play those later. You know, and do you need to be a narcissist? Because sometimes you end up talking about yourself. And I was thinking about, there are people on the radio that have been very successful. People like Rush Limbaugh, if you're on TV, Donald Trump, or even Paris Hilton. These are people that really seem somewhat self-absorbed, and they seem to just their way or the highway, right? You're fired. Well, we got some information back from people, and I'm going to share that with you now, and then I'll share you my thoughts. Jim Meeker, great guy, does the Control-Alt-Deliver podcast at CTRLALTDeliver.com, and he says, anytime that anyone presents their content in any medium as being the only way, the ego of producing a podcast turns into an ego maniacal. Wow. I need to go back and take a reading class. But anyway, it turns into an egomaniac. And no matter how you slice it, it just ain't pretty, right? Nobody likes to listen to somebody who's always right. If you think about that, right? It says, I find humility and a soft stick to be much more enticing when it comes to podcasting, when I feel that the podcaster is just being natural and sharing their passion for whatever the content, I'm more inclined to return to the podcast for a second listen. So yes, I've tuned out of podcasts that I felt there was an arrogance to the host. To this I said, Now, Steve Hart, who you can find at stevehart.co.nz, which I believe means he's from New Zealand, how cool is that, said if the podcaster lets their ego get in the way of addressing criticism or listening properly to what other people say, then that is when ego becomes an issue. And that's really, I think, one of the keys here. Steve continues, podcasters can have all the ego in the world, but the ego must be matched with an equal amount of humility for it not to become destructive. One of my favorite people in the world always showed up to our roundtables and been a member of the School of Podcasting forever, Charlie Hayes. Charlie, what are we linking to you these days? The only thing I could find was I know he used to do Cross-Driven Radio, so you can check him out at that. I know he has purposely pod-faded that. I don't know what podcast Charlie's doing today, so I linked to his LinkedIn profile out at the website if you want to go check out Charlie's profile. He says, Charlie says, to me, one side of the line is that you need to have confidence in yourself and your knowledge, expertise in your chosen niche, as well as mic delivery and creating compelling content that grabs an audience attention. And that's a key point here is confidence. You need confidence. Now, on the other side, he says, when the show is more about promoting personal agendas and less about creating compelling content, your ego has become too big. I have unsubscribed from a handful of podcasts for this very reason. And when I originally threw this out, I threw it out of the LinkedIn group. I said, let's not name names. I didn't really want to just throw people under the bus because that would just feed their ego. He says, I know that more people than ever are making money from podcasts, which is great. But when one-fourth of the show is infomercials or testimonials or content that is not related to the show topic, that does not interest me personally, even though I can fast forward through a podcast. See, and that's where, let me finish Charlie's content here. He says, here are some other quotes from being, that is the end of Charlie's quote. Well, yeah, I agree with that. A lot of people say, you can always fast forward. And for me, that's not a good thing because I listen to my podcast in a car. In fact, I rarely listen to podcasts on my computer because if I'm on my computer, I'm probably creating content. I can occasionally listen if I'm promoting, if I'm out talking to people, things like that. But So amen to that, Charlie. And let me know, buddy, where are you at so I can tell people to go listen to your podcast. Charlie is a great guy and very active in the podcast community, especially over at LinkedIn. But I had some other quotes when we're talking about the word egomaniac. And these are some quotes from people that you may have heard of. So the first one says, if being an egomaniac means I believe in what I do and in my art or music, then in that respect, you can call me that. I believe in what I do and I'll say it. That was this guy. And hopefully you've all heard of him. His name was John Lennon. Big fan of John Lennon. My favorite thing about John Lennon, and I'm going to just to tell you how cool this guy was. He was one of the Beatles. And if you go, who are the Beatles? You're not allowed to listen to my podcast. I'm sorry. And there's a movie, I think it was called Imagine. And John Lennon found somebody in his garden at his house. And this guy was obviously mentally delusional. And thought John was specifically talking to him in his lyrics. And John said, no, man, I was just playing with words. And so this extremely delusional guy was like, really, man? Yeah. And then John invited him in for breakfast. And that's when I was like, wow, that's because the guy looked like he could have used breakfast. Now, unfortunately, that may have been to his demise because unfortunately he was shot by one of his fans. But great guy. Back to egomaniacs. To have ego means to believe in your own strength. Here we go back again to confidence. And to also be open to other people's views. It is to be open, not closed. So yes, my ego is big, but it's also very small in some areas. My ego is responsible for my doing what I do, bad or good. Who said that? One Barbara Streisand. Last but not least, I have a huge ego and a huge inferiority complex at the same time. One of the most successful songwriters, probably of all time, Barry Gibb, better known as the Bee Gees, right? And I think I fall into that. I think I have a huge ego at times, but I also know I have a very inferiority complex. My wife drives my wife nuts. People will give me a complex. Well, I already have one of those. People will give me a compliment and I don't know how to take it. I'm always like, oh, I'm not that good. I'm not that, because I play the guitar in addition to being a podcaster, and I can hold my own is about as egotistical as I can get on the guitar, but I'm not too shabby, and people will come up and say, you know, hey, you're good, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm okay. She's like, why don't you just say thank you? But let's talk about balancing your ego in podcasting. Here's rule number one. You need to be able to speak to be a podcaster. And the number one fear of humans, you know what it is? It's not going to the dentist. It's not taxes, as I record this on tax day. It is speaking in public. That means if you're going to start a podcast, you need to overcome the number one fear of most people. Now, I know talking into a microphone right now in a basement next to the water cooler or whatever, the water heater, technically is not in front of people, but in a way it is, because you know eventually somebody's going to hear this. So you need to have something to say and the confidence to say it. You know, confidence is knowing what you know is great, or not so much, even greater, or knowing that other people don't know it. Now, let me give you an example. I mentioned how I'm a guitar player. I was amazed because I've basically been playing the guitar since I was about 7. And again, I'm a Beatles fan, obviously. And my wife did not know the original drummer of the Beatles. She thought it was Ringo. And I'm like, no, they had that one dude. They booted out. You've never heard of Pete Best? And she's like, no. I'm like, you seriously, you didn't know the Beatles had a drummer named Pete Best? I said, and she's like, no. And I'm like, that just seems so bizarre. I mean, growing up, I was the only kid in first grade who knew who Jimi Hendrix was when he died. And yes, that means I'm old. If you have information that other people may not know, you might actually be viewed as an expert, not because of your ego, just because of your experience and where you've been and what you've known. You may be an expert. It doesn't mean that is going to require you to have this huge ego, but if you share that information that other people don't know, you also are going to probably find other people just like you, and you'll start to build that community. So for me, balancing your ego, if I tap into my teaching background, that's actually I have a degree in teaching, specializing in technical education, but you'll know where teachers in some cases will throw out the top grade and the bottom grade, right, to average the class average. Well, I say to do that when it comes to your ego. It's nice to have the person that just gushes about your podcast. You know, they may, you know, just come up to you, or they may send you a really great email, and those are great. I'm not going to lie. When somebody tells you you're great, who doesn't want to hear they're great, right? At least for me, I do this to help people. So when somebody says, hey, Dave, you really helped me, it's really great, thank you so much, keep up the wonderful podcast, that makes my day. Can't lie to you about that. And I don't think anybody else would say, oh, I hate it when somebody tells me I'm awesome, right? Who does that? But I tend to, again, not throw it out, but realize that from a teaching background, I'm always looking like I can do better. So when I look at that iTunes review and I see that this is the worst podcast ever, this guy's a joke, he's blah, 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 can't believe this, can't believe that, I also throw that one out. So then I look at the middle to see what people are saying. And that's typically how I've handled ego my entire life. If I go to, if I go back to my music background, when I played in a band, again, nothing feels better. It's like a drug for me, playing music at times. When I used to play this local, kind of my hometown club, You know, I was born and raised in Akron, Ohio, and this was in downtown Akron, and people would just come to hear me play. And there was one song where they just let me go crazy. And at the end of it, it would just bring the house down. Now, that sounds like an egomaniac, and it was great, and it felt great. But I also knew that there were times when wherever I was at, and I'd go to play a solo in a song, I'm a lead guitar player, and I'd forget what key I was in. That does not sound, that does not bring the house down. If you go, what? We're in C? Oh, I thought we're in A sharp. Okay. So keep in mind, people that see your best and love your best don't always know your worst. And people that only see your worst don't see your best. So don't let that get to you. Now, let's talk about an example here of good and bad ego. And it's really tempting to do. I've talked about this a little bit in the past. I'm not going to spend a long time on this, but to me, I thought it was an example of good and bad ego. Good ego is, let's say you miss an episode, something happened, maybe you were sick, something like that. And you know there are people that listen every week because they've told you this. So a good way to handle this is you take a few minutes towards the end of your podcast to explain why you missed a show last week, if it was interesting. And this is a way of being courteous, a way to gesture to your audience in a sincere way to say, I appreciate your devotion to listening, right? That makes sense. A bad way, and this is all my opinion, I wouldn't handle it this way, but I've heard people do this, and I always want to go, is this ego or what? But to me, when a podcaster launches into like a 10-minute explanation of why they missed last week's show, I guess they feel guilty and they go insane about why they missed it. They go into all this detail about why they missed it, like they're calling off from work. You know, yeah, well, I have a cold and my fever. It's like, no, we don't need the detail. We just, okay, you whatever. So to me, when somebody takes an extended amount of time, especially at the very beginning of a podcast, it shows that the podcaster has a belief that his audience or her, it shows that his or her audience is waiting with intense anticipation for the next episode. Oh my gosh, what happened to it? Where's the next episode? And they are barely surviving without your podcast. And to this I say, get a grip. You're no longer talking about your passion, but instead you're talking about you. And your ego has allowed you to go off topic from whatever your podcast is. You're talking about you or this like that. And the truth, from what I've experienced personally and from what I've heard from other podcasters, is if you miss an episode, you may get some feedback from people saying, hey, what happened to the podcast? But you're not going to get a ton. Everybody I've talked to said, yeah, I finally had somebody after I missed, you know, this and that. They said, hey, what happened? But you'll be surprised just how well your audience got along without you, which is, again, kind of a blow to your ego. But so my point here is, as we wrap this segment up, do you need to be an egomaniac to start a podcast? Do you have to be a narcissist? No. Do you have to be an expert? No. Because you may not, what I mean by that is, you may not know it, but you may be an expert. Because you may know things that people don't No, readily available. Like I said, my wife didn't know who the first drummer was in the Beatles. Come on, how do you not know that? Well, because of my background, because of how I grew up, I was the guy that was reading the liner notes on those big albums, on the vinyl, for those of us that remember vinyl. You know, so no, you don't have to be an egomaniac. You may be an expert and not realize it, and all you need is a little confidence. And here's the great thing. Here's the great thing. I talk about this out of the website. I've got a YouTube video about this. If you think about when you learn to tie your shoes, the first time you did it, it was awful, right? It was a real struggle. And then you had somebody, some sort of mentor. In my case, it was my dad that showed me how to tie my shoes. And I eventually got it. And the more I did it, I was better at it. But that confidence to start, to press record, It's that first step. And once you do one, a while back, I interviewed Marcy Rosenbaum of The Livelihood Show. And she said, I didn't think I could do it. I walked her through doing it. And now she's got a whole team of people helping her create her podcast. It's amazing. So don't let that fear stop you. Don't let humility stop you. If you think, well, nobody's going to listen to me. No. And that's the other reason why I wanted to talk about this. I have a lot of people think nobody's going to listen to me, which is the opposite of an egomaniac. And I'm like going, no, you don't realize you may be an expert and you don't know it. So have a little confidence in yourself and press that record button and start your podcast. All right, next up, wanted to talk about a great tool. This is not new for show notes. Now, in the past, I've talked about the most efficient way to do show notes. And if you're like, what are show notes? Show notes are what most podcasters call, it's basically anywhere from a paragraph or two. Some people get really detailed, and it explains what's in the podcast episode. And you need to do these because Google can't kind of understand what's in an audio file or a video file. And so you type up a paragraph or two. I typically recommend around 300 words based on different SEO books that I've read to get Google juice. And sometimes I don't have 300 words, but that's okay. That's a goal to shoot for. And I've always said, use WordPress. That's where your show notes are going to end up. Just go ahead and start them and save it as a draft so it doesn't show up on your website. Then you can go back to your website, log back in, add more, save it as a draft, and then eventually you will go to your website. You'll look at what you've written. You can use that as your show notes. You can actually use that as an outline if you want, keep you on task. And when you're done, you record your audio, you create your video, whatever you're doing. And then when you're done, you hit publish. And your show notes that you've been working on this whole time are now on your website. Now, that's great, except what happens if you have this cool idea? What happens if you see something on the internet or whatever and you like, ooh, I want to remember this for later. And I've heard about this tool for a while and I'm way late to the bandwagon and I can see why everybody was talking about this. Literally, this is like, everybody's going to go, really? Really? Have you ever heard of Evernote? If you go to evernote.com, this is a very, very cool tool. You can actually record audio on it to say, hey, don't forget to bring home the milk. Right. You can, what I like doing is I'll go to a website and I'll see a story and I can actually, there's a plugin you can put in for, I use a Firefox. I'm sure there's one for Internet Explorer. There's a tool that I can also do this on my smartphone. So I can make notes on my smartphone that also then show up on my Evernote account on their website and vice versa. They sync back and forth. And what's great is that way, if I'm in the car, I can just click a button, record an audio note to say, hey, don't forget to listen to such and such or whatever it is, because obviously you don't want to text and drive. But, you know, if I'm at a stoplight, I can make a quick note so I don't lose that. And that is actually then saved on the Evernote website, which I can then retrieve. And it's just a great tool. So if you're looking for a way to capture ideas quickly, check out Evernote.com. You can get this on just about any kind of platform. And did I mention it's free? Next up, just a quick note. If you are using Libsyn, I mentioned Libsyn at the beginning of this podcast. They are who I'm hosting this particular podcast on. Been using them since 2005 when I started. Great company. And one of the things that's great about them is their stats. You can go in and see how many downloads you had, what people are using to download it, where they came from, what city. It's insane. And they are tweaking their stats, if you haven't heard. And I say this because sometimes we get majorly obsessed with stat numbers and you may see your stats go down, which makes some of us freak. The time I freak, and usually when I'm checking stats, it's if I look at something and all of a sudden I have like 10 downloads and I usually have, you know, however many. That's when I go, oops, there's got to be something wrong somewhere and I'll start troubleshooting. But what they're doing is the way people are consuming podcasts is changing. Back in the day, which I believe was a Wednesday, iTunes was the big way and still is for the most part. the way most people find podcasts, the way they consume podcasts. But the one that's really coming up, and I actually do this now, I use, I forget the name of my app. It's going to take, there we go, Beyond Pod is the app I use on my Android. And more, and the reason for that is it just goes out, it checks the feeds directly and sees if there are any new episodes, and it downloads them. So there's no syncing involved. And if you're interested in no syncing, you can also get the Stitcher app. That's another one that's becoming very, very popular. But the stats at Libsyn are now updating, because what would happen is you'd start to listen to a podcast and maybe the phone rang. So it would stop your download in some cases based on your phone, based on your app, right? There's no kind of one size fits all. And then maybe later it would go back and do it again. Or maybe you have, like with me, it can only download if I'm near Wi-Fi, because it just takes forever and kills my battery if there isn't. So what if I was in Wi-Fi, I was at home, was using the Wi-Fi, and then I left? Well, it might stop that download. Well, in the past, every time it went to re-download or even continue the download, it might be counted as a separate download. So your numbers might be slightly inflated. Well, they've tweaked their stats to accommodate how smartphones are downloading podcasts, because again, that's becoming more and more common, as well as iPhone devices, iOS devices, things like that. So if you see your numbers go down, the world is not coming to an end. They have tweaked their stats and you're like, yeah, but the numbers aren't as high. Okay. Speaking of egomaniacs, the good news is they're more accurate. And in the end, that is what we are interested in. Next up, I want to give a couple shout-outs. One to some other podcasts about podcasting. Actually, you can find all of these, a lot of podcasts about podcasting, by going to podcasts about podcasting. But two in particular, I want to mention Daniel Lewis over at the Audacity 2 podcast. You can find him. Great guy, great podcast. And as well as Ray Ortega over at thepodcasterstudio.com. And I'm doing this basically because in the past, they've just kind of mentioned me in their podcast, and I appreciate that. I listen to both their podcasts. Great guys. And the beautiful thing is I will be seeing them both, along with my buddy Cliff Ravenscraft, who's over at the podcast Answer Man, and Blog World. And you can, if you're going, speaking of affiliate links, you can go to schoolofpodcasting.com/blogworld. And I just want to say, hey guys, thanks for the shout outs. Appreciate it. And Ray had actually sent me an email on Twitter saying, hey, thanks for, 300 episodes. It is something to be kind of proud of. And speaking of that, I got some voicemail from Hugh. Oh, I'm going to mess up your last name. Trinkner. You can find you at greenjobs.de. You take it away.
Hi, Dave. This is Uwe Trinkner of the greenjobs.de netcast in Germany. We have just released the 7th episode of our netcast, and I really wanted to congratulate you on the 300th episode of the School of Podcasting Morning Announcements. I started listening to your show only about half a year ago, but I've become a very loyal fan ever since. I've learned a lot from you, and for me it's the most fun show amongst the podcasts about podcasting. I wish you all the best for the next 300 episodes, and maybe by number 600 you even manage to get that audio level of interviews and listener feedback right. This is Uwe Trinkner of the greenjobs.de netcast in Germany.
You, thank you so much. Now, here's the fun thing. You is my German buddy that every time I have a guest, every time I have an interview, he always emails me and says that my audio levels weren't equal. So I actually went back and looked at the ones with Tina from last episode, and there was only a difference of like minus 6 to minus 12 decibels, which is almost, I don't want to say it's unintelligible, but I guess this is how I judge, and apparently you judges things a little more precisely than I do. I listen in headphones, and more importantly, I usually listen in the car. And if you force me to adjust my volume up or down, then that was a bad audio management level. Easy for me to say. Your level of audio was poorly managed. And I'm actually using a thing called Adobe Audition. And I have, and you can do this in Sony Music Studio as well. You could probably do it in Audacity, but I have a compressor that basically takes everything and says, does the whole thing, music, all the above, and says, push this up to -6, and anything that goes -6, bring it down. So in theory, unless somebody's really, really got horrible audio, and I usually do a pretty good job at that, it keeps it in that ballpark. So I need to ask you, because he does. He points out almost every time I have a guest on, and I love it. I'm not complaining. I would feel like, you know how people go, hey, where's the episode? I'd be like going to you going, hey, where's the polite nudge or poke saying, hey, nice job on that. Really enjoyed the episode. Great interview. The audio levels were uneven. So I always, always appreciate that. So that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. What did we learn today? You don't have to be an egomaniac. We also learned that Libsyn has some new stats. We also learned about Evernote.com. Also, it's a bonus tip. Your iTunes album art should now be 1200 by 1200 pixels, and I'll be creating a video for that. It's really no big deal to update. You just create your new album art or go back to originally made it and say, can I have a new version of this, bigger, and upload it. And if you used FeedBurner, update the URL in FeedBurner. If you used PowerPress, you can just update it there. And it's not going to look any different in iTunes. The only place that's going to look different is on things like Apple TV, things like that. So, and iPads, things of that nature. So thank you so much for tuning in. Again, I would love to have you join in on the conversation. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. By the way, that's an affiliate link, if I haven't mentioned that in a while. 888-563-3228. You can click on the voicemail button out of the website. You can leave a comment out of the blog at the website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com, where you can find everything you need to start a podcast. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, class is dismissed. I'll see you on the inside.